Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So good to see all of you here at Oasis this Wednesday night.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And I know that God has got a word just for you tonight. Amen. Because God is a personal God, and He will speak to you personally of just exactly what you need to hear tonight. So be ready to receive what He has for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. The title of my message tonight is Do It God's Way.
Amen.
Glory to God. How many of you have tried to do it your way and found out it didn't work?
Amen.
Amen. I think all of us can say amen to that. We've all done it that way, and we've all found out that our way isn't the right way or the best way. God's way always is right, and His way is always the best way. So I want to start out tonight reading the prophecy that the Lord gave Jerry Savelle. I'd read it last Wednesday, and it just rekindled in me what, you know, how powerful that word is that God has for His church for 2018. And so we want to read that again and start out with that prophecy. It says, 2018, days of glory, days of flourishing, days of abounding. Continue to preach, teach, and emphasize the importance of faithfulness. It's still my plan for the faithful to flourish. If you will do this, then they will eventually get it. It's never been more important than right now for them to flourish in every area of their lives. You know, we need to hear the word over and over and over, don't we, before we actually get it down on the inside of us. And so He's saying to just preach this until we get it, that God wants us to flourish. So these are indeed the days of my greater glory, saith the Lord. I will cause it to manifest for all who have remained faithful to me and faithful to my word, and I will cause them to flourish and to abound, even as I have promised in my word. So the Lord has promised in His word that we will flourish and that we will abound. I will honor their loyalty to me by enabling them to overcome every attack of the evil one. And I will bring them into the greatest breakthroughs they have ever experienced thus far. Rest assured that I am working in their behalf right now. And they shall triumph, and they shall be victorious, and all shall see that I am still the God of the breakthrough. And I'm still the God that keeps covenant. So lift up your hands and lift up your voice and praise your God, the God who is unlike any other God, the God who blesses all who have been loyal and faithful to Him, saith the Lord. So that is something, amen, to lift our voices about and to praise Him for and to give Him glory, because He is faithful. He is a faithful God. He is loyal to us, and we want to be loyal and faithful to our God. Amen? Hallelujah. God's plan for His people this year is days of glory, amen, the greater glory, days of flourishing, and days of abounding. Amen. Let's turn to Haggai chapter 2. And before I read that, I just wanted to say that we had a great time at the ladies' meeting last night, all you ladies that were able to come. And you know, the ladies' meetings are very educational. We learned a lot last night about little people. You would have had to have been there. We played a game, and it was so good. It was so funny. We had the best time, amen. You'll have to get with Natasha and find out about the little people, though. I don't want to give it away. Just ask Natasha. Amen. Do it God's way. Haggai chapter 2 and verse 9 says, "The glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts." Now I think we can all agree that we are in the latter days. This is the latter days right here. We are in the last days, and God's plan in these latter days is to show His greater glory. Amen? Amen. This is the time for the manifestation of the greater. This is time for a manifestation of the greater miracles and signs and wonders. Amen? God has not, those things have not passed away. He hasn't stopped doing signs and miracles and wonders. Amen. But in this last day, they're going to be even greater. Amen. Greater glory. And so I know that I'm ready for the greater glory. Amen. And I know you're ready. Amen. Tonight for what God is going to do. God is mighty. He's powerful. He's great. And He has a great plan for you. This is the time for greater breakthrough, amen? Greater than you have ever experienced before. This is the time for God's people to flourish like they've never flourished before. This is the time for God's people to abound like they never have before, amen? This is the time for God's people to have or walk in the blessings of God like we never have before. Praise God. God says that His blessings will come on you and they will overtake you. Hallelujah. So I'm just going to be an antenna for those blessings of God that overtake me. Amen. And I know you are tonight too. You are people that are ready for God's move that He has planned for these last days. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is the time that we're going to see the greater miracles happen. This is the time we're going to see the greater healings happen. Greater breakthroughs happen. Blessed, amen. You will be blessed. The blessings of God will overtake you. This is the time. Now, blessed means empowered to prosper. Spirit, soul, and body. Empowered to increase. Hallelujah. Are you ready to increase spiritually? Yes. Are you ready to increase financially? Yes. Hallelujah. Increase. Are you ready to flourish? Amen. Yes. Blessed means to flourish. So God says that He will pour out His blessings on you. His blessings will overtake you. So He says that He will empower you to prosper. He will empower you to increase. He will empower you to flourish tonight. That's His plan for you. That's what God has in store for you tonight. Hallelujah. You might be thinking tonight, yes, I want that. That sounds good. I want that for my life. But how do I get it? How do I do it? It's following God's path. It's following God's ways. It's following God's word. See, there are two paths in life. There's God's path and there's the world's path. Amen. So we want to follow God's path tonight because we want to be partakers of what God has for His people in these last days. Hallelujah. Turn to Psalms chapter 16 and verse 11. Psalm 16 and verse 11 says, "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand are pleasures forevermore." So in God's path, there is life. Amen? But in Proverbs chapter 14 and 12 says, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man. But the end thereof are the ways of death. One translation says the way of destruction. The New International Version says there is a way that appears to be right, but in the end it leads to death. You know, we go so much by our logic or what looks like this or sounds like this is the way that we should do, the way that we should go about doing our business. But what does God say to do? Is it God's way? Or does it just seem like it's right? We've got to go to God's Word, and we've got to see what God's Word says, and we've got to follow His plan. We've got to follow His path, amen, because His path isn't the same as what the world's path is. Amen. We've already been there and done that. Hallelujah. Already been there and done that, found out about the destruction, found out about the death, all those things that go with going the way of the world. The world's way might look good, the world's way might sound good, but the end of the world's way is wrong, bad, destructive, it's death. Psalm 25 and 4 says, show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Oh, God's word is His way. Follow the word of God, and He'll teach you the path. He'll open your eyes, and He'll show you that we've got to look to Him. We've got to look to His Word. We've got to study to show ourselves approved. Amen? Hallelujah. Psalm 65 and 11 says, thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness, which means flourishing, abundance, increase, abounding. Amen? The New International Version says, you crown the year with your bounty, and your carts overflow with abundance. I'm ready for my carts to overflow with abundance, aren't you? Amen. Amen. So I'm ready to do it God's way. Hallelujah. I don't want the world's way. Amen. Because of the thief and his way will steal, kill, and destroy everything that he can. So are you ready for the overflow? Yeah. Hallelujah. Then let's do it God's way. Amen. Turn to John chapter 10. And most of us are familiar with this scripture, John 10 and 10. It says, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I am come that they might have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. Amen. More abundantly. Jesus wants you to have the abundant life. Hallelujah. Now, the Amplified Version says, the thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Hallelujah. There's that word again. Till it overflows. Amen. Now he wants us to live a joyful life. Amen. Most Christians don't look like they're having joy in their life at all. Amen. But that's not God's way. See, we're not having joy because we're not leaning on God. We're not trusting in Him. We're leaning on what the world says on ourself. You just do it yourself. See, you just lean on yourself. You just trust in yourself. Amen. And you just hope things work out. So we just go through life with a struggle, a strain, a worry, no joy. You know, we can have joy in the midst of turmoil when everybody else around us are walking in fear, walking in dread, walking in worry. That's the world's way, isn't it? Jesus said He came that we would have life and enjoy life. You know, living for the Lord is supposed to be joyous. It's supposed to be fun. Amen? A life of abundance to the full till it overflows. That's good news tonight. Hallelujah. That's a life of flourishing. That's a life of abounding. Spirit, soul, and body. He cares about your whole being. Amen? Every part of your life. If it concerns you, it concerns Him. If you care about it, He cares about it. Amen. Psalm 119 and 105 says, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. God's word, it goes back. God's word is the way. Amen. It's the pathway to your life. This is the pathway to abundance. This is the pathway to joy. Amen. This is the everything that you have need of. The answer to is right here in the Word of God. Amen. So we've got to learn to lean on and rely on and trust God's Word. Trust that He knows the better way. Trust that He knows every circumstance in our life and that He has the answer and that He will take care of whatever situation we need. Amen. He is the answer tonight. Turn to James chapter 1. A lot of scriptures tonight. Don't always use a lot, but this is the direction the Lord put me in tonight, so we all need to know by Scripture what the Lord says about His path. James 1, 24 and 25 says, For He beholdeth Himself and goeth His way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. So the path of the Word of God is a path of blessings. But it's the one who is the doer of the Word. Not just the hearer, but the one that is a doer of the word, that is the partaker of the blessings of God. Amen? That is a partaker of the blessings of God. That is a partaker of the abundant life, the doer of the word. We can't just hear and say, oh, that was wonderful. That was great. I hope somebody gets something out of it. But, no, it's the doer of the Word. Amen? The doer of the Word is the partaker of the joyous life. The doer of the Word of God is the partaker of the overflow life. Amen? The doer of the Word is the partaker of the abundant life. The doer of the Word is the one that partakes of the glory of God. He is the one that flourishes tonight. He is the one that abounds tonight. He is the one that is triumphant. See, a lot of us are like, well, I'll be a doer of the word as long as it's not hard. I'll be a doer of the word as long as everything just flows. I'll be a doer of the word as long as nobody says anything bad about me. I'll be a doer of the word as long as everybody's nice to me. I'll be a doer of the word as long as I've got plenty of money in the bank account. I'll be a doer of the word as long as I feel good. We have to be a doer of the word 24/7, no matter what comes our way. Amen. No matter what we're facing, no matter what we're dealing with, praise God. God is still God. He's still on the throne. He hasn't fallen off. Just because I'm going through a little struggle, I'm going through a test or a trial, God's not falling off His throne. Amen. But He said if you'll stand with Him, you will be triumphant. You will be victorious. Because that trial that you're going through tonight, that situation you're going through tonight, is only going to show how strong and great and mighty your God is. Hallelujah. He is the great I am. He is the I am in your family situation. Amen. He is the I am on your jaw. He is the I am in your body tonight. Amen. No weapon formed against you will prosper in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then God just throws a little kicker in there. And every tongue that rises up against you in judgment shall be shown to be in the wrong. Hallelujah. He will recompense you. Hallelujah. Right here. Amen. We're waiting to get over yonder. But no, God's word is now. Hallelujah. Your faith is now. It's not for when we get up there. We don't need faith when we get up there. Amen. We need it here. We don't need victory when we get up there. We need it here. We don't have to be triumphant over trials. When we get up there, we have to have triumph right here on earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo-wee. Glory. Glory. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't slow down. Don't back up. Hallelujah. Be like David and run toward that giant. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, you don't know who your God is tonight. Oh, you just don't know who your God is tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo-wee. God is on the throne. He wants you to know tonight that He is working on your behalf right now. Hallelujah. That was one of the things in this prophecy that Jerry Savelle got. He said, the Lord said, rest assured. Yeah. I am working in their behalf even now. Yeah. Even now, in your darkest hour, when it looks like it is not going to work out. It doesn't look like it's going to change. It doesn't look like it's going to turn around. God's working on your behalf right now. Even now He's working. Glory to God. Glory to God. The darkness is the darkest before the dawn. Amen. So you might think it can't get any worse than this. Well, you got something to be excited about. Because a breakthrough is coming. Amen? The breakthrough is about to break through. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Those kids that you've been praying for. Oh, glory to God. Don't give up on them. Don't give up on them. Betty, can I tell about Ira? Betty's son, Ira. He didn't walk in the way of the Word. He didn't walk in the path of God for many years. But God. Woo! Glory to God. He had a praying mama. Glory. Devil wasn't counting on a praying mama. He didn't think, what was he thinking about? Oh my goodness. God came into Ira Jones' life. Amazing, amazing, amazing. The turnaround that God did and what God is doing in his life today. Ooh, he had to have a new liver, a liver transplant. He had the most supernatural transplant that I've ever heard of. I mean it, I've never heard of such a way that our Joe came through that transplant. God was with him every step of the way. And he is stronger than ever. Spirit, soul, and body. Amen. He's serving God today. Amen. Hallelujah. Serving God in a strong way. He's going out now and he's taking blankets to people that live on the street. God has given him a vision for the people that live on the street. He lives in Washington. And he is going out and ministering to those people. Amen. God completely turned his life around. Amen. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. He's not changed. Glory to God. He can take a life that looks like there's no possibility. And he can make a mighty warrior out of that life. He can make a testimony out of that life. Amen. Hallelujah. You're going to have some testimonies. Hallelujah. What God is doing in your family's life. Hallelujah. I know it. It's big on the inside of me tonight. It's big on the inside of me. Hallelujah. That breakthrough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That greater glory of God is about to show up in your situation tonight. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Woo, greater glory and miracles and signs and wonders. Y'all always get me stirred up. I think I'm going to come up here and just teach a simple message. But no, y'all have to be just so hungry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Y'all have to just be so on fire. You're like, give it to me, Pastor Sharon. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Your breakthrough. Hallelujah. Greater than it's ever been before. Greater breakthroughs than you have experienced thus far. Have you ever had a breakthrough? You hadn't experienced nothing yet. You hadn't experienced nothing yet. Amen. Nothing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo! Have you ever gotten the victory over a battle? Amen. You ain't seen nothing yet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You ain't never seen nothing yet. Hallelujah. Breakthrough after breakthrough. Praise the Lord. Greater glory. Abounding, flourishing, overcoming every attack of the evil one. Every attack. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And don't we serve a good God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He keeps His word. He keeps His promises. His promises are yea and amen. So be it. See, we just can't get off of it. We can't get off of His word. When the enemy comes in, we just have to keep holding on to the word. His promises. The devil says, yeah, but. But we say, but our God. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. But our God. Yeah. See, Jesus defeated the enemy when He took him out in the desert with the word of God. It is written. Yeah. It is written. The word of God is powerful. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even when we don't feel like saying the word. Even when it doesn't look like it's doing a thing in the world. This is what God's word says, devil. Yes. This is what God's word says. Amen. No weapon formed against me will prosper. No weapon formed against you will prosper. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't care if I minister to y'all tonight. Do you? I'm talking about laying the hands on some people. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Manifestation. Manifestation. Hallelujah. Greater glory. Manifestation of greater glory. Pastor, will you come up here with me? Can we get some breaking through music in here tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Nothing can hold you down. There's nothing that can hold you down that God's power can't reach through and break. Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Some victorious music going on back there in the audio. Hallelujah. No pressure. No pressure. Breakthrough. Greater glory. Manifestation. Hallelujah. Triumphant. Victorious. Praise God, like never before. Greater, 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 greater. Hallelujah. Yes, let's lift up our praise tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Whoa! Glory! Glory to God! Woo! Glory, glory, glory! Praise the Lord! Hallelujah! Glory, glory, glory! Yes! Lift up your voices tonight! Glory, glory, glory! Hallelujah! Put your hands this way if you will. Pray in your Spirit tongue tonight. If you're filled with the Spirit, your hand and your feet.